Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going tonight to Israel and Iran or to the ball game?
Let's see. What do I want to be? Fordo or Target Field? I'm going Target Field.
Okay, that's a good choice.
Q and I are going.
Beautiful night.
Beautiful really night. Cool. Beautiful ballpark. Twins are playing terrible. No other way around it. We're going to get into a little bit of the Rocco conversation later. But we're starting Israel-Iran because it's, again, by far the biggest story on the planet. And I think if you're hosting the show and you talk politics like we do, it'd be kind of derelict of our duty to not talk about it. Let's get this one out of the way, okay? And maybe we'll go a little bit, because the bigger situation is the ceasefire. And will it last? And if it lasts, as a story I saw today suggested, can everyone view themselves as a winner? If the ceasefire holds and lasts, can the USA, can Israel, and somehow can Iran view themselves as a winner? Because they're the X factor in that conversation. Is that fair?
Yes. I mean, Israel could be an X factor too, let's be honest.
Yeah. So let's get to that in a moment. Let's get this out of the way. Do you have the audio? Because I am the one who yesterday pointed out that, again, Donald Trump, commander-in-chief, is a perpetual bully. Because he is. Mm-hmm. Spent his whole life. He's at it again today. Stupid AOC and all this stuff. Yesterday, intentionally called a gay man, instead of his name, Anderson, called him Allison. People think it's funny. Oh, it's a joke. No, it's not. It's gross. It's second grade material. And the president of the United States, in the middle of negotiating a ceasefire, and I'm not exaggerating, had time to tweet out Alison Cooper instead of Anderson Cooper, because the networks were following his lead guy, General Kane, who said Sunday morning in a tremendous press conference where he gave a lot of information, and it's not just me, this Colonel David Hunt said the same thing I was incredibly impressed by. Said, we're still going to need, when I think maybe even they quoted the president, because what did the president say? Complete and total obliteration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man's never offered up hyperbole before, right?
Never happens.
Never has happened.
No.
So, who knows? Maybe he's right. I don't know at that point. I have no idea. And so one of the reporters says, is that true? And the general said, we're going to need multiple days to find out the severity of the damage. It's a very reasonable response.
Yes.
It's not ripping the president. He said it's just going to take a bit of time. And listen, if the decision was made, and it was, let's hope they were successful. Okay? Let's hope everything wasn't moved. But the president's very mad that individuals, and some, he's probably right. There are some on the left who, you know, he could do everything right and they would never, ever not rip him. So he sends out that bullying text, Alison Cooper. It's just gross. So, and he does this. I mean, think about it. I mean, I could give you, honestly, if I said, I give you hundreds of times. Mocking the military, mocking John McCain. Just, that's among the top reasons why I would never vote for the guy. He's lacking of moral character. But then today, consider all the stuff he says on a regular basis. Some people are just apoplectic about the end of this soundbite. So we're going to give you, what, the full 50-some seconds?
No, 40, 42 seconds.
Okay, just the lead up as he made himself available to the press, leaving the White House, headed for this NATO summit in the Netherlands, and also made himself available on Air Force One. But here's part of a very frustrated Donald Trump.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't remember another time Donald Trump, President of the United States, has used the F word when he's answering reporters. Some networks may have carried that live. It wasn't as if it's a formal press conference. It's not like he's sitting at the Oval Office. And he's ticked off. He's ticked off. And you know who he's most ticked off right there? Isn't it pretty clear? Israel. He's calling out Israel. He's saying, hey, Bibi, I used the B-2. I used the bunker buster. He is in of the belief, the Trump, that he's obliterated it. And now he's negotiated a ceasefire using Qatar and others, not just him, but he's the president, so gets the blame and credit. That's part of it. And so he's ticked off. So he has the audacity when he's ticked off, and God knows what he was tweeting or social media in the middle of the night. Only person on the planet right now sleeping less than me is Donald Trump. And he says the F word. And again, if he was using the F word on a regular basis in front of cameras, I get it. It's the only time. You want to disagree with policy? Go at it. You want to disagree with this constant bullying? Go at it. And I do often. And I point it out here. But a one-time use of the F word when he's trying to stop what's happening in Israel and Iran, when he's played a significant part in it, and now he thinks he's going to create peace? Maybe naively? I don't think. It's not like I think all of a sudden we've solved the Middle East. But if Iran suffered serious damage with their nuclear capabilities, and Israel's achieved a lot, and he thinks both are willing to stop, and Israel is the one who won't relent, and he's just ticked off and in a moment uses the F word. I find it absurd that this is where you're drawing the line in criticism towards Donald Trump as a guy who criticizes him fairly regularly. The F word. Obama, Biden, and Clinton, all well known for incessantly using the F word behind the scenes. And I get this wasn't behind the scenes, but this is a gaggle. And if you don't think Obama, Biden, and Clinton used the F word in front of reporters, I just stop clutching your pearls on this one. What do you want to say?
Just because it was in front of the media, guess what? I would prefer the president of the United States, whoever it is, doesn't use it.
I get that.
But you're right. It's one time. And yeah, I'm kind of happy that a president, whether it's Trump or not, who negotiated a ceasefire that immediately is violated by whoever it was, doesn't matter, is ticked off. Show us you're ticked off. Show the world you're mad. And you know, if he had said they don't know what the hell they're doing, it gets the point across. He could say that. We don't have to bleep it. Fine. But, oh, well, he dropped an F-bomb. So what? Who cares? Yeah. Move on.
Let's debate a lot of things in his other bullying pattern. My God, you think that's even close to his homophobic comment yesterday? To me, it's not close at all.
No, but this is the newest, latest, shiny thing that we can all point to and say, see, Donald Trump, see?
Yeah, there's a lot more to me than that one. Okay, Brett McGurk and his background giving Donald Trump praise, and do you think there is a scenario where all three countries can say, okay, this worked out pretty good? We're going to get to Ask Adam Anything. We're going to get to Jamie Ukas. We're going to get to lighter stuff. We'll get to Dean Phillips later. We got a lot for you. But we're talking about this right now, and you obviously can chime in anytime you want. 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I saw this story. Is there a scenario out of this where the U.S., Israel, and Iran can all claim victory? Donald Trump and the government, his administration, if it turns out that there was significant damage, Dave, and we have the reporting that they haven't moved the main enrichment and everything else involved in the pursuit of the nuclear weapon, and this very uncertain ceasefire, shaky at best. Maybe we got to see it. Everybody hates everybody a little bit in this thing outside of the U.S. and Israel. And by the way, I don't know what percentage of the population in this country now hates Israel. The U.S., I could see it. Israel, sure. Bibi has wanted to attack this. I think his first words after he's born were, blow up Iran's nuclear capability. Not mommy, not daddy. Or also, his other words might have been, I'll keep breaking the law and then I'll keep winning so they can't arrest me.
It's a long sentence for an infant.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's impressive. Iran's way of claiming victory, Dave Harrigan, would have to be, okay, we responded. We went after CENT Command, where their main people are. And we save face with that. But then the other way they claim victory kind of diffuses America's victory, right? If they come out and say, nah, we moved this a few years ago and Fordo isn't what you think Fordo is. So can Iran genuinely claim victory if the whole point of the U.S. responding was to incapacitate their nuclear capabilities?
It's tougher for them. It's certainly tougher, but you're right. If we find out that maybe the damage wasn't nearly as severe as complete annihilation, destruction, whatever the word was. They moved everything. Or Iran can say, you know what? We heard what Putin said the other day of, hey, if they want nukes, they can have nukes. I guess that's a victory for them, too.
Yeah, I guess. And again, my point yesterday, and I'll say it again today. When all the intelligence from his own team was saying they weren't that close, the way, to me, they should have made the case is, yeah, we don't think they're on the verge, but we know what they're trying to do. And I will echo the words of Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden. Iran cannot have this sort of nuclear capability. Because you can find all those sound bites from those three.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we realized? Since their response to Hamas, Hamas is remarkably weakened. We saw Israel incredibly decimate Hezbollah, where Hezbollah, when people thought that battle with Israel was going to go on for maybe years, after about a month or so, Hezbollah said, okay, you win. The Houthis, USA jumped in. Clearly, Trump was stronger than Biden. And Israel had success. Then there's no Assad in Syria. And Russia's distracted with Ukraine. So if Trump makes the point, there is never going to be a better option. By the way, I forgot one other thing. Their air ground defenses are borderline eliminated. So if Trump says, yes, we don't think it's that close, but we know what they're trying to get. And I agree with Donald. I agree with President Obama. I agree with President Biden. I agree with, you know, Kamala, he would say, Harris again, just for racist purposes. Make the case that way. I think he would have brought a lot of people in. I really do. Now, in the intelligence, all the reporting was today, because of what the administration said, is they were going to show the latest classified information to Congress today. And then they canceled. It just raises the suspicion, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the White House agreed, and they did, to say, okay, we didn't let you know days ahead. And by the way, again, we can give you the long list of presidents, including many Democrats, who did not give Congress the final approval, including Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. So if you're going with the surprise attack, this is what's happened with resolutions and trying to twist and turn language. And many presidents have done it before Donald Trump. But if you're going to say outside, apparently Schumer, maybe when they were in the air, they might have told him. They tried Jeffers and they couldn't get a hold of him. I'm sure they really were trying hard, too. Seems to me they could have found a way to get a hold of the number two guy. I don't think he was completely, in a bunker himself. But if you're then going to say you're going to get info. We're going to show you exactly why we did this. And then you cancel it. You're asking the other side to say why. You're asking people in the center who are objective, who don't automatically love or hate other side, to say, okay, what would that intelligence show? And then why did you cancel today? But I'll give you somebody who, and I was drawn to this yesterday by a guy we used to have on a lot, Josh Koshar. And he's really good. And he pointed out, because I've watched Brett McGurk a number of times on CNN, and I did not see this soundbite. But Brett McGurk says this. This is about the best place we could be. I give extremely high marks to this national security team and President Trump for managing this. So you're thinking this is like Steve Bannon. This is Steve Miller. No, you know what Brett McGurk's last job was? He worked with Biden. And he was the main guy in charge of negotiations trying to get a ceasefire and hostages released with Hamas and Israel. He's worked with W. He worked with Obama, Trump before, and Biden. This is not an ideologue. This is a person in national security at the highest level who was so valued that he worked with W, Obama, Trump, and Biden. And for a long time with Trump, he left over, I think it was like a Syria difference, I forget, but he was there for multiple years. And when he says, objectively, with a lot of intel and intelligence about the after effects so far, this is about the best place we could be. I give extremely high marks to this national security team and President Trump for managing this. That's worth noting.
Mm-hmm. It's much the similar to what Colonel Hunt said yesterday on the
show. Colonel Hunt, who is never shy in criticizing or praising. What did he say?
Well, he's not been, as you said, not been shy at criticizing Donald Trump, the administration, certainly Pete Hegseth.
Says Pete Hegseth never should have had the job for a second.
And he said the execution from what he's seen, from the planning to, you know, having a little bit of a ruse mixed in there to actually getting the job done, was flawless.
Yeah. Highly complimentary. Highly. So I get it. There's a lot of things Donald Trump will continue to do that I will just not agree with. But sometimes you look around to really smart people and what they're saying, who might know it, and you should be open-minded. Don't just be in your only echo chamber, whether it's way to the right or way to the left. It's a novel concept. Ask Adam anything who has brought in food, and it's juicy. It's not dry as a bone. Thank you. Thank you. We need a lot of texts. We need a lot of info. We need a lot of calls. We need a lot of dirt for Ask Adam Anything. You got dirt on Carter? Let's go with it. Wouldn't you love to hear again some good dirt on Carter?
Good old South St. Paul dirt.
Yeah, I mean, this disgusting person was calling for a sex scandal.
Ugh.
I don't want a sex scandal involving him because that would gross the two of us out.
I need that.
But how about some dirt from the Rosemont neighbors, South St. Paul High School, some teachers? That'd be great. Or just make it up and we'll go with it. It doesn't have to be factual. We'll just say allegedly. 651-461-9226.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.